is burning into gold. Embers rising up into nightlights. Up on my back, I feel the static.
Yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron. Today on Crypto 101, we're talking about crypto slang. Things you're going to see on Reddit, the internet, shit that comes out of people's mouth. Things like hold, Lambos, blood, FUD, whale, all kinds of other slang, shitcoin, white people, roadmap. I mean, these aren't really slang, they're actual terms, but we just don't, you know, some of them we just don't know. I'm not going to get to all of them. It's impossible because there's just so many. And then you have to get into like actual trading terms and professional language, which is, you know, everything, it can be a slippery slope. But we're just going to go into more popular ones that are on Reddit right now. Things that you'll see online, terms that people use to communicate what crypto is or how you're interacting with it. And just, you know, maybe have some clarification. All right, so first, well, let's go to hold. Hold, spelled H-O-D-L. H-O-D-L is just very common. You go on to FTrader or Ethereum Market, or actually, I don't really know some of these are Reddit handles off the top of my head. Crypto Trader or Crypto Market or whatever it is. You'll see a hold all over the place. H-O-D-L. And, you know, everybody figures out that it means hold, whatever. But it's funny because a lot of people hate this term. For example, Gene Kiez on Reddit says, ask the questions just today. Saying hold is annoying as saying YOLO. This is the person that, this person just said that. Another person, Nadro Jokoti, asked the question, does the phrase hold bother anyone else? And received about 128 comments, and I just love these comments. Some of them are just hilarious. The Nadro Koti, the OP, wrote, it sounds childish, and in my opinion, it makes the whole cryptocurrency market look immature, uneducated, and irresponsible. Yes, I know where it came from and the meaning behind the catchphrase. And I do not know much about online currencies. I just got into it recently like everyone else. I just think any serious investor that comes into the market and sees people is typing hold, hold, hold is going to be deterred slightly because of it. So this is what the person says. I know I read it in like kind of a jack-off voice, but he sounded like kind of a jack-off. Why Trottier? Reply says, yes, it sounds childish and bugs me. So does unicorns, Brexit, dead cat bounce, fuck you money, bear trap, and so many other words serious investors use. All right, so what does it really mean? The story goes, somebody that was drunk was online, spelled hold, H-O-D-L. Everybody thought it was hilarious, ran with it, started making up shit that says it means hold on for dear life, but it makes sense. You know, people say hold, 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 hold your money, hold your ETH, hold your Bitcoin, don't sell it. Hold on for dear life, especially when you see that bear market or that huge correction coming. Like for example, if anybody was holding ETH when that went up to 420, and then maybe 415, 420, depending on what platform you're using, and then that just plummeted, and you probably were shitting. I mean, everybody was probably shitting. This is the end of the world. We're all gonna die. Yeah, actually, kind of funny. Everybody on their way up, you know, hits 400. Everybody says, oh man, I wish I could have bought in at 150. I wish I could have bought in at X amount of money. Then it drops to 150. You don't see anyone buying. I don't get it. It's at 150. You just said you wish you were buying. No, not now, because, you know, of course it's dropping. Everybody wants to buy. Basically, what people say is they want the price to be 400 and pick it up for 150, have no risk, and still have it at 400. Jackasses. All right, let's see what some other terms that are going on. Noobs. Noobs is somebody that's new to the game. I think anybody here can call me I'm definitely a noob. I've only been in the game for about 6 months. People have been trading Bitcoin since 2010 or 2009. And, you know, everybody to them is noobs. But yeah, a noob is just somebody that's new to the game, new to trading, doesn't really know the ins and outs, doesn't know much about how to manage yourself in a bear situation or a bull situation, and makes just poor choices. And that would be a noob. And noobs ask stupid questions, and you know, that's part of the, that's just part of it. Goes back to that, what does Socrates say? I think it was Socrates or some philosopher, somebody that's way smarter than me, said, well, you ask a question and you're a fool for 5 minutes, but if you don't ask it, you're a fool for a lifetime. And anyway, that's a noob. Altcoin is a term that you'll hear a lot, and it just basically means alternative coin, alternative to Bitcoin, something that is not Bitcoin. It's an altcoin. I personally feel that more so it's not talking about Ethereum anymore, that Ethereum is more of a base coin, and it's not referring to alt as an altcoin anymore, but it was before. And anything besides Bitcoin, and I would say ETH is an altcoin. And then you can move to shitcoin. What's a shitcoin? Shitcoin is just, again, these shit pump and dump coins that come out of nowhere and ask for, you know, $100 million ICO money, and then they launch, and then they drop off the face of the earth, and people run with the money, and it disappears, and everybody gets fucked, and you get how it goes. But actually, there's some cool stories about this, and let's not think that this cannot happen. Let's not think that this cannot happen, because it has happened. One popular that I looked up on the internet, and again, I was not in the game when this happened, but this had happened. Dogecoin, everybody's favorite Dogecoin. Everybody buys it just because they love the name, they love the meme. And, you know, it says here on the internet, that the interwebs, that Dogecoin was first launched as a lighthearted currency, which could be used as a form of donation online and also just for fun. Doge was selling at, you know, 100 Doge for 2 cents. And it was started by a guy named Ryan Kennedy, who went under the name Alex Green and the username of Moolah. And he saw his chance to make money. He created an exchange, and at the end of the day, he ran off with anywhere from $2 to $4 million. And it's just one of those stories that, you know, send shivers down new investors and old investors' spine, that, you know, fuck, you know, I could put $1,000 in here, or $10,000, or whatever kind of money you're playing with, and somebody just runs off with it and shuts it down. But, you know, that could happen. But there's other failures in the market as well. One of the notable ones is Paycoin. I saw that one pop up in my search quite a bit. Just got an email. Made some stupid ass. See, there it is. I don't know if you heard that, but damn email pop-ups. And let's see here. What other cryptocurrencies totally screwed everybody? Gems is on the list. And Dogecoin, of course. Paycoin, I just said. And DAO. Yeah. So anyway, look, shitcoin is going back to shitcoin. Yeah, we were talking about shitcoin. Shitcoins are coins, altcoins that are just, not all of them are crap, actually. It's just a term for anything that is basically not Bitcoin. You can also call Bitcoin a shitcoin, especially, we don't know what's going to happen on August 1st. It could turn into a shitcoin, or at least one of the split could turn into a shitcoin, but we'll talk more about that later. Let's see here, moving down the line. FOMO. FOMO. Some of these are just online. I never heard them spoken before. FOMO, fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. This is basically when you see the price going up. Yes, let's say F is, you know, chilling at just like yesterday or the day before, was chilling at about 140 after a sharp drop off the face of the earth, and then. It's climbing right back up to about 250. I think it was at 250 this morning. And, you know, people are just like, oh, man, I got to get into it. They buy in at 250, and then it starts going down to 230. So they bought in because of the fear of missing out, and they screw themselves. Whatever. FUD, F-U-D, FUD, F-U-D. Fear, uncertainty, doubt. It means fear, uncertainty, doubt. And This is, you'll see, again, people FUDding in the comment section of Reddit a lot or other forums that you're on. And it's just basically when the coins start to take a shit and everybody just starts.
Hey guys, TiVo here to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock, a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell all in one. That's right, 3-in-1 for triple the security. It's easy to install. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It gives you keyless entry, so no more fumbling your keys when you have your hands full coming back from the grocery store. No more worry about the kids losing a house key. No more worry about a guest losing the house key or forgetting the passcode on your door. And for Airbnbers, it's a no-brainer as you can change the passcode at will between renters. It has available fingerprint recognition, and it has AI self-learning chip, so the more you use it, the more accurate it's going to be. You will have no anxiety with the battery charging. It is a rechargeable battery, and it lasts around 4 months, but don't worry, when it's low, it'll give you plenty of weeks' notice, and also, it always comes with a physical key as a backup. There's no monthly fee. Unlike other brands that charge you a monthly fee to get your backup recordings, they're always recorded locally, and you will always have access. Customer support for the Eufy Video Lock is 24/7, so you don't have to worry about any issues you have, and it comes with an 18-month warranty. What I love about this product is it's truly all-in-one with the 3-in-1. You don't have to go out and buy multiple parts. It's all in this package with the Eufy Video Lock. So if you're interested in learning more, go on Amazon and search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock. Again, that's EUFY Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock. Get complete control over your front door.
It's hating on it. When it's going up, everybody's saying Lambo's on the moon, Lambo's on Mars. Or no, Lambo's on the moon, Rari's on Mars. And everybody's, you know, so stoked. But then when it starts to take a shit or make a correction, which is totally natural, totally natural for something to go up and then correct, everybody goes off FUD. Fear, uncertainty, doubt. It starts saying that, what was the best rumor the other day? That cryptocurrency is dead. High altitude investing. Cool guy to, YouTube channel to watch. High altitude investing. He actually made a YouTube video of, I think the name of the YouTube video was "Is cryptocurrency dead?" because of all the blood that was being spilled in the past couple of days, and it was just hilarious. I mean, and he just went up on set. He said, "Look, this is not a bubble. This shit is real. Crypto is real. Until we hit 1 trillion market capitalization, you don't even think that this is a bubble, because this is a movement." But that goes to the other one we're going to say, blood. Blood just means when somebody's bleeding or there's blood all around, it's just, you see, like, people are just bleeding out money, especially if you bought F at 250 and it goes down to 150 and you're holding about 50 F, there's blood. There's a lot of blood. 5 grand is a lot of money for some people. I know it's a lot of money for me, but, and nobody, no matter what kind of money you have, you don't want to lose 5 grand. In a couple hours, just watching your money just get bled away. There was blood everywhere. It was a bloodbath. I feel like a language teacher. I feel like I'm teaching ESL in China or something. Okay, POW and POS are just acronyms for proof of work, POW, and proof of stake, POS. There's going to be a podcast just dedicated to proof of work versus proof of stake. I'm not going to go into it now, but that is what the acronym means. Whale is a whale is someone with a fat bank account and is bullish on a certain coin or the market in general. A whale, and they're going to come in with, you know, their $1 million or $500,000 or $5 million and just start buying up shit and just pump the whole ecosystem, pump the whole coin. And whales can be your best friend. They also can be your enemy when a whale wants to sell. I think there's something called a bear whale, and that's somebody that is unloading a lot. So I guess a whale is something that buys a lot and bulls it in the bull market, and a bear whale is somebody that's selling a lot and very bearish on a coin. Let's see here. What else is going on here? I think I'm for sure missing a couple. but I just can't think of them off the top of my head. Let's see here. Bywall. How would I explain a bywall? There is a lot of people either buying, we'll just say buying or selling. A lot of people buying or selling, and if you look on the exchange, you just see a sharp wall at a certain point. Say, I'm buying F at, I don't know, 150, and I put in an order for, let's say, 10,000 F. I mean, that's a wall. I mean, that wall of order for 10,000 F is just going to eat up everything else on the exchange until that it is fulfilled. That order is fulfilled. A sell is the same way. I say I have 10,000 F to sell, and I'm going to sell it at 250. Come 250, I'm going to start unloading that F for people who are buying at 250, and it's just going to sit there forever until all my F is out of my hands, and everybody's eating it all up. So F will just, like, you can just, sometimes you can look at the exchanges and look at these buy and sell walls and see the price of F or any coin just stay there. And it's a strategy. Sometimes a whale or a company that's holding a lot of coin will set a buy wall or a sell wall at a certain price to keep that price from going too low or too high, because you just cannot, because it just will not budge. If you can't fulfill the orders, it just won't budge. So let's just say, you know, it's set at 300, and I'm going to put all my F in there, but I have, let's say, $1 billion or something crazy in F. I have $1 billion in F. There's nothing you can do. I mean, no matter what I buy, I'm just taking chunks out of that. It's kind of like Game of Thrones. if the White Walkers are coming and you got Jon Snow on the wall, how are the White Walkers going to get through that wall? Well, they're going to have to come up with a way to eat away at that wall and knock it down or get over it. And any way you look at it, they're just not going to walk through it. They're stopped by the wall. They're stopped. And finally, to the moon. Lambo's on the moon. Simply means price goes to the moon, goes high, goes up there. Rory's on Mars, Lambo's on the moon. Anyway, that was I'm getting longer than I wanted to be. I wanted to stay around 10 to 15 minutes with these episodes, but it seems that I can't stay around 20 minutes. Let's see if I can get more efficient, if I stop rambling and saying bullshit. But anyway, thanks everybody for listening to Crypto 101. I'm Matthew Aaron. Again, please leave comments. Please, I'll be posting this on different Reddits. I'll be posting it on Facebook. I'm going to try to share the links, get this out there for people that have questions or just are new to it. And again, I looked when I was coming into the game. And again, I'm a noob. I'm fairly new at this myself. But the biggest thing about this barrier to entry is that you just don't have a one-stop shop for all the information. And actually, I'm thinking about making a Reddit to, say, Crypto 101, just so everybody could just get the basic information of how to trade and ask those questions that noobs will ask, so that everybody can start trading, because crypto is the future. Crypto and blockchain is the way. It's here to stay. In what form, if it's Bits or ETH or Litecoin or Ethereum or anything else like that, who knows? It's too early to tell, and we'll see who's going to be the long-term champions, and is it Ripple that's going to be doing the banks, or Digibyte that's going to be the gaming coin? We don't know long-term, but right now, I can tell you that crypto and blockchain is here to stay. And you know what? And some people just don't want, it's interesting because a lot of people don't want other new people to get into it, and they don't want to, I don't know why, because new money or money that coming into crypto only raises the price. So if you bought something at, you know, 200 or 250, or even holding F at 400 when it was going crazy and bulling like crazy, and you bought it at almost the all-time high, ATH, by the way, that's another one, ATH, all-time high. So they use that as price. It reached the ATH or all-time high. So if you bought in at the all-time high, you want more people to come in and spend or invest in ETH, or you want companies to come, you know, put money in ETH. So you You push that price. You want these contracts. You want people to know. You want people to explore and learn and get educated in a certain coin or cryptocurrency altogether so they can make their own decision of where to put their money. But this is a good thing, and I hope everybody that is listening invests and learns about what crypto can do for everybody in the future. This is my end of the podcast rant. But there's been a couple of great articles and YouTube videos out there about cryptocurrency and possibilities in the market in the future. And one of those is Cryptocurrencies in the Future by Isaac Arthur. His YouTube channel is Isaac Arthur. It's Science and Futurism with Isaac Arthur. And I don't know if you're into science and futurism in general, about, you know, Dyson spheres and black holes and FTL drives and shit like that. And you think that it could be a waste, but he does have one on cryptocurrency and its possible uses in the future. And you know what? It's very interesting. But anyway, that was Crypto Slang on Crypto 101. Again, comments are very welcome. Criticisms are also very welcome. Thank you very much. I am Matthew Aaron. And this episode's song is by Muramasa. Song's called Firefly, featuring Now. I found this on Chill Nation's YouTube channel. Check it out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.